The following are questions from the Bhavan Journal, answered by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on June 29, 1976, at the New Vrindavan Farm Community.
This is a questionnaire which was sent to us by one journal, a cultural and religious journal in Bombay. It's called Bhavan's Journal. And they're questioning different religious leaders, especially in India, trying to get the answers to some of these important questions which are perplexing, especially the Indian public today. The first question is the influence of religion over the masses on the wane. Is the influence of religion over the masses decreasing?
Yes, this is predicted in the Srimad Bhagavatam, Katha Anudinam. Bring that black book. Katha Anudinam, Dharma Shakta. This is Kali Yuga, the age of waning of these things. Religiosity, truthfulness, memory, bodily strength, duration of life, mercifulness.
Damn, it's just going to come with it.
These are the human assets which makes a human being distinct from the animal. But these things will decline. There will be no mercifulness, there will be no truthfulness, the memory will be shortened, duration life to such. Similarly, religion will vanish. That means gradually they will come to the platform of animals. And especially when there is no religion, it is simply animals. That any common man can distinguish, that a dog does not understand what is religion. He is also a living being. He is not interested what is going on here about Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam. He is not interested. That is the distinction between dog and man. The animal is not interested. So, if the human being becoming disinterested in religious things, then they are animals. And how there can be happiness, peace in the animal society? They want to keep people as animals and they are making United Nations. How is it possible? United animals, is it possible? Society for United Animals. These things are going on. They have detected it is declining, that is good. Declining means they are going to the animals. In the logic, it is said, man is rational animal. So rationality minus animal, for a human being. You stand, no, there is no place. That's all that.
Second question, Srila Prabhupada. question too?
But you have written all these things or not?
It's being taped. I'll.
So what is that? Find out. Tatashchanadinam.
Tatashchanadinam satyak. Dharma satyang shocham kshamadaya.
Find that mass. You can call that this Kali Yuga, it is burning. Therefore, they are becoming animals. Man without religion means animals. This is the definition. In the human society, either you become Christian, or you become Mohammedan, or you become Hindu, or you become Buddhist, it doesn't matter. There must be some system of religion. That is human society. And human society without religion, animal society. This is plain fact. So, why people are unhappy now? Because there is no religion. They are neglecting religion. That one gentleman, he has written me that the Tolstoy said that unless one dynamite is put underneath the church, there cannot be any peace. That means they want the Russians to come. They are very strict against God consciousness. Because they think so, that this religion has spoiled the whole social atmosphere. It might have been a misused religious system. That does not mean that religion should be avoided. Real religion should be taken. Because religion has not been properly executed by the so-called priest. It does not mean that religion should be rejected. My eye is giving some trouble on account of cataract. But that doesn't mean the eye should be plucked out. The cataract should be removed. So that is Krishna consciousness. They have no conception of God and they are preaching religion. What is a religion? That will be misused. Religion means dharmantu sāksāt bhagavat panish. Religion means God's order. If there is no God, where is religion? So this is going on. They have no conception of God. What is God? They do not know. And professing some religion. How long it will go on artificial? It will deteriorate. That has become the present condition. They have no idea of God, and how they know what is the order of God. And religion means order of God. Just like law means order of the state. Law means order of the state. If there is no state, where is the order? You can manufacture your own order. That is where. There is no conception of God. We have got clear conception of God. Here is God, Krishna. And He is giving order. We accept it. Then it is clear religion. And if there is no God, no conception of God, no order of God, then where is religion? If there is no government, then where is law? Outlaw. Everyone is outlaw. That is religion. Ask any religious system, what is the conception of God? Can anyone tell clearly? Nobody can. We shall immediately say, Vinam kannantam aravindadalayataksam varahavatam samasitam buddhasundarangam angani jasa sakalendriya vittimanti. Immediately, description, here you go. Then there is religion. And if there is no God, where is religion? Bogus. Therefore declined. They have no conception of God. And therefore there is no understanding of religion. That it is declared. This is the cause of declining. And because it is declining, human being becoming more animal. Animal means that he will no memory. A dog come, there is some eatables, he comes. I say that, he goes there. Again he comes. No memory. So when this memory is reducing, that means human qualities reduce. So in the Kali Yuga, these eight things will reduce. That means they are becoming like cats and dogs. This is the answer to the first question.
Question number two. The traditional charge against Hinduism is that it is fatalistic, that it inhibits progress by making people slaves to the belief in the inevitability of what is to happen. How far is this charge true?
The charge is false. Those who are charged like that, they do not know what is Hinduism. There is no such thing as Hinduism, but there is mention of Sanatana Dharma, Varnasrama Dharma, that we can find in the scripture. I have already given notes.
Yes, I have.
So, what is the charge?
He says that people are accusing that Hinduism it inhibits the progress of mankind.
What is that progress? Dogs jumping is progress? Is that progress? A dog is running here and there, and you are running on the four wheels. Is that progress? But that is not Vedic system. The Vedic system is that human being has got a certain amount of energy, better energy than the animals, better consciousness. That should be utilized for spiritual advance. So, whole Vedic system is meant for spiritual advance. The energy is employed in another direction. Not the energy is employed to compete with the dog. Therefore, sometimes those who have no idea of religion, they see that the Hindus is not the proper time, the Indian sent the person, they are not busy like the dogs. Because they think the dog race is life. But actual life is a spiritual progress. Therefore, Shastra says, Tasyaiva hita prajati hita kovida nalabhate jada bhamadamu parajada tallabhate dukkha vadanna tasukham kalena sadbhatra bhavira dhammasa. The human being should exert the energy for that thing which he did not get in many, many lives. Many, many lives he had been in the form of dogs and or demigods or cats, birds, beasts. Many. There are 8 million foreigners. So this transmigration is going on. But everywhere the business is sense gratification. The dog is busy for sense gratification. Where is food? Where is shelter? Where is woman or man? And where is defense? And the man is also doing the same business in different forms. So this is going on. Life after life, even in small insect, this is also trying for the same thing. Sense struggle, ahara nidra bhaya maitra. Bird, beast, animal, fish, everywhere, the same struggle. Where is food, where is sex, and where is shelter, and how to defend? The Shastra says these things we have done in many, many lives past, and if we don't get out of this struggle for existence, we'll have to do it again in many, many lives. So these things should be stopped. The Prahlad Maharaj says, therefore, Sukham Indrikam Daitya Deha Jogena Dehina Satvatra Labhate Daivat Jatha Dukham Majatnata. He is advising, my dear friends, that pleasure, material pleasure, on account of this material body, particular type of body, a dog, it has got a body, and I have got a body. So, my sex pleasure and dog's sex pleasure, there is no difference. The pleasure derived out of sex pleasure is the same. But a dog is not afraid of having sex pleasure on the street before everyone. We hide it later in a nice apartment. But the business is the same. There is no difference. But they are taking this sex pleasure in a nice apartment and very decorated, man and woman and electric man and so on, this pleasure is advanced. But that is not advanced. And they are making dogs race for this advancement, superficial. The Prahlad Maharaj says that this is a question of different types of pleasure on account of different types of body. But the pleasure is the same. But according to the different types of body, the pleasure is already fixed up. That is called destiny. A pig has got a certain type of body and his eatable is the stool. It is already fixed up. You cannot change it. Then let the pig eat halwa. It is not possible. Because he has got a particular type of body, he must eat that. Can anyone, any scientist, can improve the standard of living of a pig? Is it possible?
No.
That's what Prahlad Maharaj says. It is already fixed up. Sukham mandirkam daitya deha jogena dehina. This pleasure is the same, but according to the body, the uncivilized man in the jungle, they are having the same thing, and they are taking civilization. That instead of living in that hut, made of leaves. We are living in skyscraper building. This is advanced. But Vedic civilization says, no, this is not advancement. The advancement is self-realization. How much you have realized yourself. Not that from the hut man you have come to skyscraper buildings, that is what is advanced. Sometimes they misunderstand. In a high court, a judge is sitting, probably doing nothing, and he's getting the highest salary. And another man in the same court is working day and hard, rubber stamping, and he's getting not even one-tenth of the salary. He thinks, I'm so busy and working so hard. I'm not getting any good salary, and this man is sitting only on the bench, and he's getting so fat salary. So therefore this is question like that. The Vedic civilization is for self-realization. Tasyaiva heta prajati heta kovida. Kovida means very learned. He simply tried for that thing which was not received, which was not achieved in other life. That means self-realization. Just like we are sometimes charged, escaping. What is the charge?
We're escaping from reality.
Yeah. But their reality is dog's race. And our reality is to advance in self-realization, Krishna consciousness. There's difference. Therefore, Kormis have been described as Mura. Assess. Assess. And assess, why the example is given to the assess? Because the ass works very hard. It loads on the back, tons of cloth of the washerman man. And the washerman man in return gives him little morsel of grass. And he stands at the door of the washerman, eats the grass, again loading. But he has no sense that if I go out of the scratches of washerman, I can get grass anywhere. Why I am loading so much? The poor men are like that. They're busy in the office. Very busy. If you are to see him, I am very busy now. So what is your result of business? I take 2 pieces of toast and 1 cup of tea. And for this purpose you are so busy? He does not know why he is busy. Because in the books he is finding now the balance was $1,000,000,000, now it has become 2,000. That is satisfaction. But he will eat 2 pieces of bread and 1 cup of tea. When it was $1,000,000, when it was $2,000,000. But still he will work hard. This is called karma. Assess. Work like assess, without any aim of life. This is ashes. Mura. But Vedic civilization is different. The acquisition is not correct. They are not lazy. They are busy for higher subject matter. And that busyness is so important that Prahlad Maharaj says, beginning from the child, kaumaravasa-rupra. Not lose a second time. That is Vedic civilization. But these asses, they do not see that these men are working like us, like dogs and asses, so they are escaping. Yes, escaping your fruitless endeavor. So the Vedic civilization was meant for self-realization. Vedic civilization begins from the varnasram system. Varnasrama charavata purushena parapama Vishnu aradhati. How to realize Vishnu, the Supreme Personality of God. Therefore, the system is varnasram. In another place it is said, Tattva sadhanmam charanambujam hari. The varnasam means there is division. Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Sudra, Brahmachari, Grihastha, Varaprastha, Sannyas. And the ultimate goal is Vishnu Aradhati. The Supreme Lord should be worshipped. That is the idea. So if Vishnu Aradhana is available immediately, then you can give up all other occupational duty as a Brahman, as a Kshatriya, as a Vaishya, as a Sudra, as a Brahmacharya, everything. Exactly, immediately. So Krishna consciousness. This is so important. For that they do not know. Therefore there is no religion. It's simply dog's race. The dog is running on four legs and we are running on four wheels, that's all. And they think the four-wheel race is advancement of civilization. But the Vedic civilization is defined. The saiva heta pragateta kovida. Nalabhati jad bhamatam parjadha. Then one can say, then we should do nothing. Yes, practically it is said, do nothing. Whatever is obtainable by you or destiny, you get it. Wherever you are. Check to Krishna consciousness. You get it. How I shall get it? The kalena sadvatra gobhiradhanasa. By the arrangement of eternal time, everything is available. The example is given that you do not want something distressful as it comes upon you. Similarly, even if you do not want the happiness for which your destiny will come. Prahlad Maharaj says, natat prayasa kartavyam. You should not waste your energy for material happiness. Because you cannot get material happiness more than what you are destined to have. That is not possible. Now how shall I believe that? Because you get something, distressful condition, although you do not want. Who wants? In our country, Mahatma Gandhi was killed by his own country. So who did want it? Why did it come? He was a great man, he was protected by so many, and still he has to be killed. Destiny, he was killed. Who can protect? So he, the distress condition can compulsory upon me. The other condition, the opposite number also will come. Why shall I waste my time for this rectification? Let me utilize my energy for Krishna consciousness. That is intelligence. You cannot check your destiny.
There's a second part to this question also, Srila Prabhupada. They ask if it's false that actually Hinduism is not fatalistic or Sanatana Dharma is not fatalistic.
No, no, fatalistic in this sense. That the destiny cannot be changed. That's why I have given all the the Mahatma Gandhi, nobody expected that he would be killed by his own country. Why is that? But this means destiny cannot change. This is a prominent example that Mahatma Gandhi was in a big meeting. Who expected that Mahatma Gandhi would be killed? And by his own countrymen. But it was done. That is destiny. You cannot check it. So, our point is, that the whole Vedic civilization is that destiny, a certain amount of happiness in this material world, nobody is enjoying uninterrupted happiness. That is not possible. A certain amount of so-called happiness and certain amount of so-called distress, there must be always. So, as you cannot check your distress condition of life, similarly, you cannot check your happy condition. It will come automatically. So don't waste your time for these things. You better utilize your energy for advancing Krishna consciousness. So those who are not Krishna conscious, they think that these people are wasting time.
So then, is it true then that people who have this conception, they would not try for progress?
And progress, the thing is that if you try progress vainly, what is the use of that? If it is a fact you cannot change your destiny, so why should you try for that? Better, that is the tasyaiva hi eta prajapati. Therefore, whatever energy of God, utilize it for understanding Krishna consciousness. Make it clear. Just like our society. Our main business is how to make advancement in Krishna consciousness. We are not very enthusiastic to open big factories and big money-earning machines. No, we are not interested. We will be satisfied with the amount of happiness and distress, whatever your destiny. Let us utilize our energy for Krishna consciousness. This is the point. So, the Vedic civilization is meant for realization of God. Vishnu Aradhat. So they try for that. Now at the present moment, actually the Varnasram Dharmi, they never tried for economic development. You'll find in India still thousands of men taking bath in the Ganges. And the Kumbh Mela, you have been in Kumbh Mela? And the Kumbh Mela, millions of people are coming to take bathing in the Ganges. Because they are interested how to become liberated. They are not lazy. They are going thousands of miles, 2,000 miles away to take bathing in the Prayag. So they are not lazy. But they are not busy in the dog's death. Jani sa sabra bhutana, tasmin jadu, sangyami. Sangyami, he keeps night, he does not sleep, adults are sleeping. So, similarly, the dogs and asses, they think that they are not working. They are what? A different platform. So the Vedic civilization, which is practiced in India, now it is distorted. But actually, They're not lazy, they're very, very busy. Not only very, very busy, but from their trying to become self-realized from the very beginning of life. Kumaran.
Dharman
Bhagavatam. That is the concept. They are not lazy. They are so busy that they want to begin the business from the very childhood. So it is a wrong conception that they are lazy.
So then if this is false, that actually they're not...
They do not know what is the aim of life. They think that they are not racing like dogs, therefore they are lazy. But they are busy, very busy, from the childhood. But they have no eyes to see what his business means.
His second point is, in connection with this question, that there's a certain class of people in India, he describes them as being advanced, well-meaning and highly educated people in India today, that they're accusing Hinduism of inhibiting progress, and he wants to know why is this.
That is explained. They do not know what is progress. The Vedic civilization is not interested in this so-called false progress. That's like from hut to skyscraper. They think this is progress. But the Vedic civilization thinks how much he is advanced in self-realization. Either he is in cottage or a skyscraper. But if he wastes his time to turn the huts into skyscrapers, then his whole life is finished. And next time he is going to be a dog. He does not know. That's all.
Srila Prabhupada, they want to know how can this be counteracted, this idea?
Now make everything clear.
Yes. Would you like to hear the next question, Srila Prabhupada?
It is clear, no?
Yes.
So long it is not clear, you can go on.
No.
Ask it. One question after one question.
The point was made by you that they don't understand what actual progress is.
Actually, destiny cannot be changed. That I have already given.
Yes.
In Mahatma Gandhi could not. The destiny cannot change.
But then the question may be raised, if destiny cannot be checked, then why not, when a child is born, simply let him, like an animal, run around and whatever happens...
No, that is the advantage of it. You can train him spiritually. That is possible. Therefore it is a tasaiva heta prajate heta kovila. For that purpose you engage your energy. That is open. Ahitu ki aprati hata. The devotional service, Krishna consciousness, aprati hata. It cannot be checked. Material destiny can be checked. Cannot be checked. Similarly, your advancement in spiritual life cannot be checked if you endeavor. But your advancement of so-called material happiness, that is already destined, you cannot check it. Try to understand this.
So then in terms of advancing in spiritual life, actually we can't say that the Sanatana Dharma is fatalistic, that there's actually endeavor towards progress.
Fatalistic, I have given this example also. That's like a man is condemned by the law court to be hanged. Nobody can check. Nobody can check. Even the same judge who has given this verdict, he cannot check. But if he begs for the mercy of the king, he can check. He can go all above the law. Therefore, kanmani nidhati kintu cha bhakti vaja, in the Brahma Sanghita it is there, that destiny can be changed by Krishna for his devotees.
otherwise is that. If one is condemned to death, Krishna can check it. Otherwise it is falsehood, and Krishna, aham tva sarva papebhyo mokkhasya. I shall give you protection for all the action of sinful life. Suppose you have to be killed by somebody on account of the sinful activity. Nobody can check it, ordinarily, but Krishna can check it. Otherwise Krishna is telling false. Aham tva sarva papebhyo mokkhasya. I shall give you protection. So therefore our business should be only to surrender to Krishna. And if we artificially want to be more happy by economic development, that is not possible. That is not possible.
Question number three?
Now, first of all, clear why you are so malformed.
It may take several issues to...
So they try to understand what is there. First thing is that your destiny cannot be changed. That's a fact. But in spite of your destiny, if you try for Krishna consciousness, otherwise why Prahlad Maharaj is asking his friends, Tomaro Hansa. The destiny cannot be changed, then why is asking? It is not the destiny means material business. That you cannot change. But it can also be changed when you are in spiritual life.
What is the meaning of apratyata? That you said that spiritual development can be changed.
Apratyata, suppose you are destined to suffer. So, apratyata means in spite of your so-called suffering, the suffering will be reduced or there will be no suffering. But in spite of suffering, you can make progress in spiritual life. Just like Prahlad Maharaj himself, his father was putting him in so many suffering conditions, but it was not impeded. He was making progress. He didn't care for father's putting him into so many suffering. That is why, apratyata. If you want to execute Krishna consciousness, your material condition of life cannot check it. That is why. But so far material condition, that cannot be checked. You have to suffer. But in case of devotee, that suffering also can be stopped. Otherwise Krishna's bhajan is false. Ahamkaasarupavitam. Suffering is there on account of my sinful activities. But Krishna says, Ahamkaasarupavitam mukhaisanimasu. Make it clear. Ordinarily, destiny cannot be checked. Therefore, instead of wasting your time to change your economic condition and material destiny, you employ this energy for Krishna consciousness. That cannot be changed. Your so-called, there are so many men, we can see, they are working so hard. Does it mean that everyone has become a Ford, yes, Rockefeller. Why? Everyone is trying his best. Mr. Ford was to become rich man. His destiny was there, he became rich man. But does it mean that other man who has worked so hard like Ford, he has become like a Ford? No. This is practical. You cannot change your destiny simply by working hard like ass and dog, no. But you can utilize that energy for improving, you have to suffer. Therefore it is said, tasyaiva hi taprajate takovida na labhate dadabhamatam. That is intelligent.
Destiny cannot be changed. What does Krishna mean when he says, be thou happy by this sacrifice? When Krishna says, be thou happy by this sacrifice, what does he mean if destiny cannot be changed like that? How one can be more happy by performing?
Do you know what is meant by sacrifice?
Sacrifice to Krishna.
Yes, that means to please Krishna. If Krishna is pleased, he can change Krishna. Karmani nidhati kintusa bhaktivana. Sacrifice means to please Krishna. Jagga. Jagga means to please Krishna. The whole our Krishna consciousness movement means to please Krishna. That is the whole program. In all other business, there is no question of pleasing Krishna. When they declare war, one nation to another, there is no question of pleasing Krishna, pleasing their whims. The two big, big wars began, it was not for pleasing Krishna. The German wanted that their sense gratification is being hampered by the Britishers declare war. That means it was a war of sense gratification. The Britishers are satisfying their sense gratification. We cannot do all that. Fight. And there is no question of pleasing Krishna. Then?
Question number three. It is said that the greatest strength of Hinduism is its Catholicity, or breadth of outlook, broadness of vision. But that this is also the greatest weakness, in that there is very little common prescribed religious observances which are obligatory for all, as in other religions. Is it necessary and possible to outline certain basic minimum observances for all Hindus?
So far basic religion is concerned, it is not for the Hindus. That is to be understood. The Sanatana Dharma, it is for all living entities, all human beings. It is called Sanatana Dharma. That I have already explained. The living entity is Sanatana, God is Sanatana, and there is Sanatana Dham, Parastasmata-bhava-anya-bhakta-bhakta-sanatana. And where Krishna is described Sanatana in the 11th chapter, do you remember? He described as Sanatana, Sanatana. So, actually, the basic system is called Sanatana Dharma, not Hindu Dharma. This is the wrong concept. The Sanatana Dharma is meant for all living entities, not the so-called Hindu, Muslim, Christian. For everyone, that is Sanatana. These are later misconceptions, Hinduism and this is in that. Actually, it is called Sanatana Dharma. Or vannasam, that is meant for everyone. But because it was being followed regularly in India, and Indians were called by the Muslims on the other side of the river, Sindh or Sindhu, and they pronounced Sindh as Hind. Therefore, they call India as Hindustan. means on the other side of Sindhu or Hindu river. Otherwise, it has no Vedic reference. So this Hindu dharma has no Vedic reference. The real Vedic dharma is Sanatana dharma, Varnasram dharma. First of all, he has to understand. Now, that Sanatana dharma, Vedic dharma being distorted, not being awake, not being carried properly, it has come to the understanding of Hindus. There is a fake understanding. That is not real understanding. We have to study Sanatana dharma or Varnasrama dharma. Then we will understand what is Vedic belief.
So is there anything obligatory or prescribed for all people who follow this religion that
Sanatana,
observance that they must do?
Sanatana, every living entity is eternal. Sanatana. God is eternal. And we can live with God in a place which is called Sanatana Dham. So, this reciprocation is called Sanatana Dham. The Vedic religion means this Sanatana Dham, not Hindu dharma, Muslim dharma, or this dharma. I did it.
Tamaksharam paramam viritavyam. Pramash Vishvasya Param Nidhanam. Tvabhyaya Shashvata Dharma Gopta Sanatanastvam Purusho Matome.
Yes.
Translation.
Yes.
You are the supreme primal objective. You are the best in all the universes. You are inexhaustible and you are the oldest. You are the maintainer of religion, the eternal personality of Godhead.
This is what? Krishna is eternal. We are eternal, and the place we live, exchanging our feelings, that is eternal. And the system which teaches this eternal system of reciprocation, that is called Sanatana. That is meant for everyone.
So what daily prescribed religious observances would one who is aspiring for this Sanatana Dharma, what would they do? What kind of daily prescribed religious observance? Because the complaint is that that within this Hinduism, or let's say Sanatana Dharma, there's such a breadth of there's so much variegatedness in different types of worship.
Why do you go to variegatedness? Why don't you take the real purpose of religion from Krishna? Krishna says, this is real dharma. Sarva-dharmān paritya-dhamāme-kaṁ-saṁ. Why don't you take that? Why you are going to variegated things or varieties under the name of so-called Hinduism? Why do you go there? Why don't you take that vice of the Sanātana? Krishna, you don't take what is Sanātana dharma, what Sanātana God says, and you say, how we can come to the right point, avoiding so many varieties. Why you go to the variety? Take to this one consciousness, sarva-dharmān paritya-dhamāme-kaṁ-saṁ. Why don't you do that?
How can people practically do this on a daily basis?
How we are doing? Is it not practical? They manufacture their own way of religion, and that is not practical. You take this practical system, what is it? Manmanabhava madhapta madhya, where is impracticality? You simply think of Krishna. Become his devotee, worship Krishna, or just offer little obeisances to Krishna. Where is the difficulty? Why don't you do that? Krishna says, this is If you do this, you come to me. Manmana bhava mad bhakta mad jaya mami vaishyasi asamsa. Without any doubt, he'll come to me. Why didn't you do that? Sarvadhanman paritrajya mamaga. Why you remain Hindu? Why you remain Muslim? Why you remain Christian? Give up all this nonsense. Just surrender to Krishna. I am devotee of Krishna, servant of Krishna. Take this. Then everything will be immediate, done. Krishna says, Sarvadhanman paritrajya. So why you want to remain Hindu? And try to adjust him. Dharma means dharma to sakshat bhagavat pramo. For God says, that is dharma. Now God says that you give up all this, you just surrender it. So take that dharma. Why you want to remain a Hindu? And who is a Hindu who does not accept the authority of Krishna? Who is a Hindu? If any Hindu says, even up to now, that I don't care for Krishna and Bhagavad, he'll be immediately rejected. He's a madman. Why don't you take Krishna's instruction? Why do go outside? Therefore your trouble is there. You do not know what is religion. You do not know what is Hinduism, what is Sanatana Dharma. You do not manage. And actually practically, you see, that now in our consciousness movement, there are so-called Hindu, so-called Muslim. They do not care for Muslim or Hindu or Christian. They are now taking care of Krishna, that's all. If you take care of false religious system, then you suffer. You take real religious system, then you will be happy.
Sometimes it's also seen, say, that Muslims and Hindus, they will be converted to Christianity. And the same argument can be given. So what would be the difference for the, in this case, that one is identifying himself as Christian or one is identifying himself as devotee of Krishna?
First of all, you have to understand what is religion. Religion is God's law. You have to understand. Religion does not mean your manufactured, concocted ideas. What God says, that is religion. So here Krishna is God, he is saying, therefore this is religion. Is that clear? Make it clear. So long one point is not clear, don't go to it.
Yes.
Next.
Especially he's trying to inquire that it appears in India, for example, today.
And in India they have given up the real religious system, Sanatana Dharma, Vanasana Dharma. Fictitiously they have accepted a hotpot thing which is called Hindu. Therefore there is trouble.
So then you...
Everywhere, but in India especially, the Vedic religion means Varnasrama. That is, Krishna says, God says, Chaturvarnam Maya system. That is, what is called, obligated. That's a law, is obligated. You cannot say that I don't take this law. No, you have to take it if you want to have happy. You cannot become outlaw, then you will not be happy. You will be punished.